Hey, Sergeant Roy here, Intentional Leadership. Thank you for joining my teaching series called Victory Starts Here. This is where I share with you the 10 principles that I use to be successful here in America. I use them, applied them to my personal career as well as my military career as well. Well, we're at the end. Last week we talked about change. Well, now we're going to talk about principle number 10, and that is fear, or being fearless. And fear is just one of those emotions that sometimes can really grip us, can really cause us to be immobile. I know sometimes, you know, back when I was applying for opportunities and looking for positions and stuff, I would have that little tinge of fear, you know, that was sometimes, you know, if you're not careful, would overtake you and overwhelm you to where you will subconsciously sabotage yourself. But I realized over the years of just trying to overcome my fears, that it's that sometimes our fears are sometimes based on what I call the unknowns. And I realized over a period of time that success is really based on not on the unknowns, but based on the knowns. It's what you know. And there's two things, if you can master, you will see that fear dissipate. And that is, the first thing is that, what do you know? You know yourself. You have to be comfortable with knowing who you are. I've gone into opportunities and I make it a common thing to just be who I am. I try not to represent myself as something that I'm not. And being comfortable with that, because nobody knows all the answers. No one does. And the secondly is just knowing your capabilities, being able to stand behind the things that you can do. And if you can master those two things, being comfortable with knowing who you are and what your capabilities, what you're able to bring to the table, if you can stand behind those two things, you will slowly see that fear dissipate. And that's what you can do. Because really, like I said before, success is not about the unknowns. It's about the knowns. And that is who you are and what you bring to the table, your capabilities. I remember a friend of mine gave me a great acronym for fear. You may have heard it before, but fear: false evidence appearing real. Yes, false evidence. Because sometimes professionals say that some of the things that we are afraid of, 95% of the things that we're afraid of really will never happen. They're just kind of really just in our minds floating around. So fear. And then another thing that a friend told me too is that sometimes you have to be comfortable with doing things being afraid. In other words, do it afraid. Sometimes just do it being afraid, because that will slowly and significantly build your confidence. You have to learn how to do things being scared and being afraid. And first time I heard that, I thought that was kind of weird, but it makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. So there you have it. And that's how you slowly become fearless. That's how you alleviate those fears, because you can stand behind who you are and what your capabilities are. And that will make you an awesome leader, awesome employee, awesome person as you go out in this world and take it on and just lead from the front. Because remember, for leadership to be effective, it also must be intentional.